Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have Haley Nicole. She is from North Carolina, just like a lot of other people. It's been on my show, like a Lacey Caroline, Journey Lockhart, etc. So Haley is an award-winning actress. She's a singer. She's a dancer. She's a model. She's a teen influencer, and she's an aspiring director and producer. Sounds kind of lazy. Why don't we just get her on the phone, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Haley, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi.
So let me get this straight. So you're like 1 or 2 years old, and without your consent, your parents force you into dancing. You learn how to dance, tap's your favorite, and then at 8 years old, you're like, hey, I can sing too.
Baby, God knows I tried to feel happy for you.
Is that the short story?
Yes. That's definitely the short story.
So when did the acting come in?
Well, the acting came in when I was put in musical theater when I was about 10 or 11 years old.
Mm.
But then I just started film acting when I was 15.
It seems like you want to do it all. What's your ultimate goal? Is it Broadway or what?
It used to be Broadway, but I'm falling more into the film acting. So I would love to be a lead in or supporting role in a TV show or movie.
Right. So you want to just stick with the acting because it seems like you're an aspiring director, producer, but you think acting is the number one out of the dancing and everything?
Yes, but I would still love to write my own songs and produce them.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The music stuff, we'll get to that in a bit. It says you're an award-winning actress. What'd you win the award for?
I won awards for studios and schooling. So nothing major, but enough to say that I've won awards.
Let me guess. So your ultimate goal would probably be doing a musical, which is singing and acting. And your co-star is Harry Styles.
Oh, that would be so fun. I love Harry Styles. That'd be great.
That's the dream. Out of all the dancing, I mean, is tap dancing, is that your favorite?
It's like a tie between tap dancing and musical theater dancing. They're both so fun.
Why? What's the deal with that? Because tapping, you're kind of tapping. You're not really singing and doing anything. It's kind of like your body. What's the difference? Is musical theater, you're actually singing and doing a character?
It's that, but it's also, musical theater is a mix kind of between all of the dance styles. So it's just really fun to change it up mid-song. And I like acting and singing while I'm dancing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Wow. So how old are you now? 15?
I'm 16 now.
North Carolina, that's a good movie acting town. Seems like you know some people that I interviewed. How do you know Lily? Because she's from New York. Is it from online, the prep or something like that? Or
it's through Instagram because I had a business not too long ago and she would rep for my business because we met through Instagram. She's really amazing. She's so sweet.
She is pretty sweet. So how do you know Journey Lockhart?
She was in Aladdin with me.
Yeah, she's a hoot, isn't she? I can't believe 9 years old and she can talk to an adult like me. It's great.
Yeah, she has a big personality and character. I love her so much.
That was a great interview. So I just actually realized you were in 2 movies with Lacey Caroline, huh? The Harbor and The Big L?
Yes.
Wow.
The Big L was a film by UNCSA. Harbor Island was the one that Lacey's starring in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing an amazing job with everything that she's booking.
So tell me about The Bully.
The Bully was the first film acting thing I've ever done. It was written and directed by Jordan Cobb. That's what really got me into it because she automatically gave me a lead because I was her friend. But that's when I realized I could actually do it. It's actually something that I'm good at. And I just had so much fun playing the lead.
In that movie, so you were a nice girl and then somebody comes and starts bullying you. Then you stood up to the bully?
There's like a friend group and it's 3 girls and then there's the bully. She starts bullying this girl named Aspen in our little friend group.
Right.
And like when my character starts to get really mad is when they're all at my birthday party and the bully smashes Aspen's face into my birthday cake.
Oh, wow.
And I was mad because someone was bullying my friend, but also they ruined my birthday party. So I had like this big mental breakdown and it was really fun to play.
That's great. Wow. So the Eye of Tammy Faye, what's that about?
It's a remake of the old movie. Through the Eyes of Tammy Faye. So it's about Tammy Faye Baker. I was a guest. I got to sing and dance with her. I got to dress up like I was in the 80s and the 90s, and it was really fun.
So musical instruments, how many do you play?
I play the ukulele and the piano currently, but in the past I've played a little bit of guitar, and I've played the violin, the viola, and the cello.
So you're 16 right now.
Yeah.
How do you get work? Do you get it from backstage, or how do you get your bookings?
I used to get it from a couple websites, but now I mainly use Backstage Actors Access, and I have lots of connections through private group chats with casting directors, and I mainly just got those because of working on The Righteous Gemstones, so they all got me connected to other people.
Right, that's probably where you'll get your most real and legitimate work.
Yeah.
What is your goal? Is your goal to get an actual agent who's going to represent you?
Yes, I am currently searching for an agent and a manager.
Wow, so what's your strategy for that?
I'm just asking all of my other acting friends who they recommend, and I'm applying to all of them, and if they get back to me, then I audition. Just getting myself out there. And I also have a PR, so she helps get me out there too.
Well, that's great. Do you plan on going to college there in North Carolina, or do you plan on going elsewhere or going to college at all?
My college that I'm aiming for is UNC Wilmington.
Oh, nice.
Because I think it'd be nice to be by the beach while I'm at college.
Let's just say this whole year's done. 2021's here. Everything's back in action. What's your plan in 2021 to move your career forward?
Hopefully by then I'll have an agent or a manager to help me book things. But my goal this year is to book a lot and to try to book something really big so that I know for sure that this is what I'm going to do. Because also I don't want to major in it in college and then and kind of regret it.
What advice would you have for some other girl or guy just sitting there who wants to get into it and they say, hey, I want to give this a shot, but so much. Like, how do you get them over the hump for them to pursue it?
They just got to do it. I was at that time where I would just go to all these different websites and apply to things and audition. It seemed like I was getting nowhere, but you kind of just have to keep going and you'll get something eventually, and then it'll just skyrocket from there.
Yeah, I think so. It says that you write a lot of music. So where do you get that inspiration from? Do you just, does thoughts just come into your head and you're like, man, I better get a pen and write them down, or how does that work?
Kinda. I actually have like this notes page in my phone, and it's filled with lyrics and songs. Like, it can come to me any moment. Like, sometimes when I'm in the car or on the way to voice lessons, I just think of something and I write it down.
Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say, or where people can find out more information about you online?
People can go follow my Instagram at @officialHaleyNicole. It has the link in my bio that leads to all my interviews, resume, IMDb, or they can become my friend on Facebook. It's just Haley Ralston on Facebook.
Is your screen name, is it Haley Nicole? Because you have another last name on your Instagram account.
A couple people are now calling me Haley Nicole, and it's kind of sticking.
All right, so it's not just Haley Nicole, it's official Haley Nicole on Instagram. She's got quite a few followers for being a teenager.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Hey, thank you so much for being on my show. I like your positive attitude. I like all the history you have. You got your dancing, you got your singing, you got your acting. You have goals, dreams, and desires, but you're also realistic about it. So that brings the realism into it. So that's great. Thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you for letting me.
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Time for the lesson. Listen. Learn. Because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path, careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul, is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now, talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course. course, that's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it.